今日选读经文是约翰福音第十七章第六至十九节。
Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 17, verse 6 to 19.
我哋会用启印方式嚟读，先用中文读，用英文读出。
We will read this responsibly, first in Chinese, then in English.
约翰福音第十七章六至十九节，我启印方式嚟读。你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明与他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。我愿他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也维护了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。你怎样差到我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们因真理成圣。
Verse 6, I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. 4. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. 5. While I was with them, I kept in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction. Scripture might be fulfilled. 6. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, because I am not of the world. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. For they say, I consecrate myself, and they also may be sanctified in truth. 用
祝福读嘅同听佢话语人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of the word.
今日节目师话系正道，题目系圣父啊，求你使他成圣。
Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson. The title is Holy Father, Make and Keep Them Holy.
Let's pray. 若真有祈祷，
Father, May you minister to our hearts and minds by your word and spirit.
主啊，求你用你圣灵将你嘅话语临灌我哋当中。
Help us to be mindful of your ways and your purposes.
让我哋去明白你俾我哋嘅原因。
And now may we honor you by our attentiveness to you.
让我哋都系去留心嘅去听你嘅道。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
咁祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
If you have been a Christian for a while, you know that these words are one of the last ones of Jesus before he went to the cross.
如果你系同我哋同一齐听到听咗一段嘅时间嘅时候，你都知道就系话呢一段嘅说话系耶稣基督去上十字架之前去讲嘅最后一批嘅说话。
And they're very important for us today because Jesus is praying to God the Father, but not only the disciples who were his followers when he was here on earth, but for all believers.
就话耶稣基督佢去祈祷向父神嘅祈祷，唔单止系为到佢当中嘅一班嘅圣徒。一班嘅徒跟随咗嘅门徒，亦都系为到其他嘅基督徒祈祷。
I know I didn't include verse 20, but if you did read verse 20 as well as 6 through 19, you'll notice that he is praying for all believers.
啊，你睇第二十节嗰阵时讲到话，佢有十二个门徒去为到佢哋祈祷。但如果你睇之前嘅六至十九节咧，系讲到其实佢都系为到当中嘅当时嘅基督徒去祈祷。
What we have here before us in verses 6 to 19 of John 17 is what Jesus thinks is the most important thing to be praying for us.
我今朝去睇嘅六至十九节就话，究竟耶稣基督佢话最重要嘅系祈祷乜嘢咧？
Did you pick that out? What's the gist of what he's saying in this prayer to God the Father?
就话你睇喺度咧，就系今朝嘅早上就话佢当中嘅祈祷最重要嘅中心系喺边一度咧？
Well, certainly there's awful lot of things here in this passage.
当然啦，就话有好多嘢。
But my focus today, and I hope your focus is, what's the main thing? The main thing Jesus concerned about here.
就话今天早上，我希望都一齐去睇，就话究竟耶稣基督当中为到佢哋一齐祈祷嘅时候，最中心系乜嘢咧？
Now, in all fairness, it might not stand out as very obvious initially.
如果是只是看表面的，你可能看不出。
But if you pay close attention to what Jesus is saying, and you know the vocabulary he's using, you'll see that he's praying for our holiness.
如果你留心去看里面的字眼当中的时候，你会看到其实耶稣基督是为了当时的基督徒，是为了他们的成圣的祈祷。
And the tip off, of course, is those harder words there, like sanctified, consecrated. These are several words alluding to our holiness.
里面当中他讲的说话就是介绍给我们知道什么叫成圣。
And why it's so important for us to address is because he's talking about real spirituality. That's what we need. We're not only physical beings, we have body and soul, right?
我们一个作为人不单止是有身体也有灵魂，我们需要的是有一个属灵上的成熟。
1 Peter 1 tells us that God says to be holy for I am holy.
在这个圣经讲就 说 我是成圣的，你都一定是成圣。
And that's an imperative. Peter is writing to Christians. He's echoing God's command to you in the imperative, be holy as I am holy.
彼得他跟我们讲的说话就是说，不单止他耶稣说，不单止我是要成圣，你们都要成圣。
And especially today, in the 21st century, in a place like New York City, it's easily misunderstood what he's saying.
因为今天的现今的也世界更加很容易去误解，究竟其实圣经里面所讲的说话是什么。
One of the key words again, as I mentioned earlier, is sanctify. It comes over and over again in verses 17 through 19.
而当中你看第17至19节的当中的时候，里面当中讲话要成圣，里面当中这个字眼讲到很多次。
And some of you had to study Latin, perhaps. If you know Latin, sanctus is the word. It means holy.
就说在现在拉丁文的时候，你看这个字眼就讲成圣，即是清洁干净的意思。
Sanctify means to make holy.
就话解释呢个字眼，就话要圣洁，要洁净。
And so the essence of the whole prayer is, Holy Father, as God the Son is speaking to on behalf of us, holy, the Holy Father, make them holy and keep them holy.
即是耶稣基督为到我们去跟天父祈祷时，就说让他们都能够去成圣，成为清洁。
That's Jesus' request.
即是耶稣基督他当时的祈祷，就说这个就是要求。
Put it another way, he's saying, make my followers different from the world.
意思就是说，让我跟随我这班的人，是比起世界当中的时候，世界当中的人是有不同。
Make my followers, all of them, not just a few, all of them, holy. Keep them holy.
就说耶稣基督就是为到去相信他的人，基督徒去祈祷就说， 父神，求你将佢哋呢班跟随我嘅人，佢哋呢个世界有唔同，让佢哋成圣，让佢哋有分别嘅出嚟。So
let's explore that. What does Jesus mean?
咁我今天去睇就话，究竟佢意思系乜嘢咧
？Well, people in the past of all the present get this wrong.
咁过去嘅时间嘅好多人都有睇错。
We often misunderstand Jesus' prayer request to make us holy.
人去睇错咧，就话究竟耶稣基督所讲嘅话，要呢啲人嘅成圣嘅意思系乜嘢咧？
But we're not alone. Israel, people of God in the Old Testament got it wrong. They had imagined a holy was something that could be rated.
就算是旧约当中的时候，以色列人都有错误的睇法与了解。成圣即是说要是有阶级的分别。
Now my friends in youth group know all about grading, because this is the time of year that you're graded.
咁而家作为学生的更加知道了，现在学校刚刚完了。 你知道咧，你嘅咩分数啦？有高级，有阶级。
Right, your final grades are coming in, and if you're a teacher, of course, it's kind of like a pulling your hair out time, right? Because you got a grade.
系啦，咁啊，而家就系已经过咗，啱啱过咗啦，就话啊，而家要考完个大考啦，要俾分数啦。
But the kind of grading I'm referring to is human goodness.
咁就当时以色列人就睇就话，哦，我哋做人咧就有唔同嘅级数要俾分。
And this is what Israel and many of us mistaken what holiness is. We do it this way. We grade human goodness.
但是当时的以色列人，就算今天的人都会看就说，将人去分级给分数。
Right? Let's say a scale of 100. You know, you might give the criminals and the perverts and the habitual liars and the corrupt character type people 15 out of 100.
咁我咧将人嘅分数咧就由零去一百，若然嗰啲犯罪嘅人啊、杀人犯啊嗰啲人咧，就可能有15分。
Of course, that's based on your standard, right? And of course, you have to give them at least 15 out of 100. They have some type of redeeming qualities.
咁当然啦，我哋人咧有始终都有即系叫尊严嘅，咁咧就会睇人嘅佢个咩程度就俾咩分数啊，就算系一个犯人犯都俾佢15分啦咁样。
And then a little higher up, or maybe the average people in society, you know, maybe, you know, the general person, you know, the typical person, you might give them 55.
咁好普通嘅人嘅，得过且过嘅都唔差嘅，俾佢55分啦咁样。
But of course, you have many outstanding citizens, outstanding good people, and then, you know, maybe you might give them 70.
咁有啲人咧，就喺呢个社会上咧，都系做得唔错嘅咁样。
Of course, you have to leave room for God, right? He's got to be 100, or if you could scale above 100, God would be up there, right?
咁如果系神嘅，为神啲人工作嘅，梗系好高分啦。神嘅人咧，梗系100分。
After all, the scriptures make absolutely clear that God is holy, right? He's perfect.
咁啊，圣经就讲咗话啊，圣经神咧就话呢个圣洁嘅。
But do you see the faultiness of that grading system that you've developed?
你睇到当时当中呢个嘅真人嘅俾嘅级分数系有问题。Because
according to that way of looking at holiness, God's holiness is only a perfection of the holiness which lies to a greater or less degree in you.
咁而家睇你个分数俾级嘅就系有好问题，因为点嘅级数咧系睇在于啲低级嘅系点样。And
the result of that is we're trying to please Him or earn our way. Trying harder to get to heaven.
So, 若然人咧用咁嘅分数去比嘅时候咧，人咧就要需要去追求去做一啲嘢，希望咧能够攞高啲嘅分数。
And that was the error that Israel tried to do. And that is what nearly everybody who's into religion today naturally out of default tries to do. But that does not reflect the biblical understanding of the term holiness. Because according to the Bible, you see on slide 2, holiness actually deals on God's level with what? Transcendence, wholeness, completeness, perfection. That's on God's level. On the human level, it addresses the fundamental response to God, which we would call commitment, dedication, devotion to God.
我们有两种睇法，就系话我哋以神嘅圣经嘅睇法咧，就系应该咧神嘅呢个圣洁意思，即系话系完美完全。但系人嘅睇法就系话，究竟我哋嘅回应又系咪完全嘅去明白咧？
So the biblical idea of holiness is made somewhat clearer when we consider words that are related to holiness, namely sanctified or the word saints.
而圣经嘅角度去睇圣洁，就系话呢个就系成圣，呢个系完美。
We just saw sanctify in John 17, verse 17 through 19.
我哋过去啱啱先睇到就系话喺个第17章嘅6至19节讲到当中嘅圣洁嘅意思。
As you'll see on slide 3, the word saint appears often in the epistles.
当中里面的第三节都讲到有圣徒。
A saint is not, repeat, not a person who has achieved a certain level of goodness. It's not.
圣徒的意思不是代表了这个跟随神的人,他做了多好,多好,多好的事。
That's the mistaken understanding of saint or sainthood.
这个就是我们人去错误的了解圣徒的意思。
But saint, as it's repeated again and again in the epistles, New Testament epistles, the letters, you know what it means? Set apart. You're set apart for God. Set apart.
圣徒的意思不是说你做了多少事,多么好的事。圣徒真正的意思就是说你已经将你自己分别了,是为了神的工作。
And therefore, in the Bible, the word is not restricted to a special class of citizens of Christians.
所以圣经所讲的圣徒当中意思是那班人,不单只是说,即是那12个门徒。
Saints are not a class established by official action of an ecclesiastical body like the Roman Catholic Church.
圣徒不代表了好像当时罗马的教会所讲的,在里面当中教会几那么高分的工。
Rather, if you look at Romans 1:7, 1 Corinthians 1:2, 2 Corinthians 1:1, Ephesians 1:1, Philippians 1:1, on and on and on in the epistles, it's clear. It means it's used of all Christians.
如果你睇圣经嘅时候，你睇到罗马书1:7节，哥林多前书1:2节，哥林多后书2:1节，以弗所书，去到好多经嘅入边嘅经文，佢讲嘅就话，其实。 圣徒意思就话，系代表咗教会当中嘅人。
I only have time to show you two places. So on slide 4 and 5, Romans 1:7, you can see it for yourself. English Standard Version, to all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
我写信给你们在罗马，为神所爱，奉召作圣徒的众人，愿因为平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你。It's
just as clear, or maybe even more clearer, in 1 Corinthians 1:2. It says there, to the church of God, that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours.
都是哥林多前书1:2节讲到，究竟解释这个圣徒。他说写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召作圣徒的。 以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，基督是他们的主，也是。
And the same idea is present when the Bible refers to the sanctification of objects, like in Exodus 40.
亦都系喺圣经唔同嘅地方代表一个圣星，亦都系话有其他唔单止讲人，亦都系讲样可以系物件。
Moses, famous follower of God in the Old Testament, was instructed to sanctify the altar, the laver, you know, where the priests wash their hands, the laver in the midst of the tabernacle and the temple.
在个出埃及记的时候，第四十章的时候，摩西都讲及到话点样去话要用嗰啲器皿，喺个帐幕入边当中用嘅器皿要成圣，即系话入边当中入边会幕当中有洗手嘅盘啊，个盘座，话要将佢成圣，即系话要佢哋干净。
God was instructing Moses there to quote unquote make saints of these objects.
啊，圣经好清楚讲话，神叫摩西要将嗰啲物件使他成圣。
Now of course.Exodus 40 is not referred to any intrinsic change of the nature of the stones, right? The stones aren't made righteous.
就唔係話將特別話將依啲譬如話啲物件或者將一啲嘅石去變成一啲嘅特別嘅物件。
It merely indicates that these objects were set apart for the special use of God.
裏邊當中其實神同摩西講嘅説話，將嗰啲器皿將嗰啲嘢成聖，意思即係話。用将嗰啲嘅嘢，将佢哋分别咗，系特别系为咗神去用嘅嘢。
I hope you see that it's very important to properly understand what the term holiness, sanctified, consecrated, saint means.
我希望大家能够去明白究竟我所讲嘅说话，讲嘅呢个咩叫圣洁，咩叫成圣。
And so as we revisit verse 19 of John 17, God prayed, "I consecrate." That is.Sanctify or devote myself that they also may be consecrated, sanctified, says Jesus, referring to us in truth.
所以第十九节讲清楚话，我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
Now, the verse does not mean that Jesus made himself more righteous, right? He doesn't have to be made more righteous, he is righteous.
不是说到耶稣基督要自己要将他自己更加虔诚。
We know that from the scriptures. He already is righteous, right? So what does he mean?
我们知道耶稣基督他已经是圣洁的了。
Instead, it means he separated himself for a special task. Go, redeem God's people at the cross.
里面当中讲耶稣基督他将自己要成圣，意思就是说他自己的都要去分别。特别的是为了神的工作，又说将人去拯救。
Jesus was set apart to provide salvation for his people by his death.
因为耶稣基督要将自己分开的，要去自己用他的死去将人拯救。
So if holiness is to be understood at all, it must be understood in that framework of the Bible.
所以我们需要去这样去看，用圣经去教导我们这个圣洁的意思。
Those words like saint, sanctified, consecrated, devoted,are related.
所以说我们要去有圣洁，我们需要有成圣，我们需要去分别的，去为到神的工作的意思在一起去看。
He's cracking your head. But if holiness has to do with separation or consecration, and if believers are already holy by virtue of their being set apart by God, why? Why is Jesus foremost praying for your?Holiness.
我哋如果我哋跟随主耶稣基督噶啦，我哋已经知道我哋需要圣洁，我哋话会有圣洁。点解耶稣基督仲要为到我哋要去祈祷，要成圣呢
？Why pray for our sanctification if he says we already have it？
佢话若然我哋跟随主耶稣基督嘅人啦，我哋已经系成圣啦。点解我哋耶稣基督仲要为到我哋要去祈祷咧
？Well, because that term is multifaceted, right? The answer is although we have been set apart, we have.All Christians are set apart for the use of God, for the purposes of God. We often fail. We fail miserably in answering the call. We fail miserably in answering the call.
我作为基督徒，我哋神话俾我知，我哋需要去分别为圣，我哋需要嘅分别出嚟系为神而去工作。但系就系话，我哋作为人，我哋冇好好嘅真正嘅去回应呢一个神叫我哋所叫嘅工作。
That's why he's praying for us.
所以就是神要需要为我们要祈祷。
But if holiness has to do with separation, consecration, and if believers are already holy, again, we have to live up to God's call to be holy.
我们知道我们要去跟随主，我们知道我们需要的是神圣，我们知道嘅我们需要去将我们分别为神圣嘅，但我们唔好好去真系去做出呢个工作。
I think you would agree with me. In today's society, today's world, today's understanding of our being spiritual, holiness is far, far away from our brains.
我们知道话，我们需要去成圣，呢个好似好个好熟悉嘅字眼，我哋好似去达到，好明白达到。
You know, if you peruse a bookstore online or go to Barnes and Nobles and just look at the titles in the religion spirituality section, you're not going to see, you know, a pithy title. Titles are marketing, right? You got to attract the reader. They're going to pick up the book and look at it and buy it, right? They're not putting the word holy in those subtitles or titles.
例如我们现在去找书，譬如说你去上网买书，或者你去书局买书，书的名字是很重要，因为书名很吸引我们，就会买不买这本书。但你原来去看的时候，现今 你好难去揾到呢个一本书个书名系讲话啊圣圣，呢个书名叫圣洁，你好难揾到用圣诶呢个嘅圣洁嘅意思嘅字眼作为书名。
When it comes to truth for God, you'll see the word love, joy, faith, hope. You won't see holy.
你会可能会见到话当中书局嘅书话会讲有爱啊，点去追求呢个盼望啊，点去追求有呢个嘅点去睇神嘅事。
Because the marketers know our perception of holy, sanctified is something serious, right? It's something that is cheerless, right? And that's why the authors and the publishers, they're not going to put holy on the title of the book.
因为你咁，譬如话你书名唔吸引嘅，你就好难买呢本书啦。所以啲人咧，所以作者咧，好多时都唔会用话圣洁摆喺个书名当中。And
it's just no way you're going to put sanctify on the title of the book, right?
所以咧，更加唔会，即系所以就唔会摆话诶怎样成圣啊，摆喺个书名当中。The
marketing execs, you know, they gather, say, "It's too gloomy. You know, it's too gloomy. Why do you want that? You're not going to sell anything."
啊，你样咁啊，怎样成圣咁啊？听落就好似好凄凉咁样，即系点样？讲到个人要咁样去做，就好难买本书啦。
But look at Jesus' own words. His own words in John 17, verse 19 in particular. His very own words. "I sanctify myself that they," us believers, "may be sanctified." That's what he's saying.
但其实这个字眼是很重要，因为就算在当中，在第十九节很清楚讲到话，他说他自己都要分别为圣，叫他们也就真理成圣。Again,
this is Jesus speaking to you. It's not some made-up version of a marketer who in their office is thinking how to sell books. This is Jesus' words.
这个不是书局去卖书，话俾你知，话你应该要成圣。这个系耶稣自己亲自嘅说话，同你哋讲就话，你哋都要去成圣。Why
is it important? Why is this all the book? Why are we discussing this? Again, we have a tendency to misunderstand what holiness means. Why is it so important to understand?
点解咁重要？你明白怎样去成圣？点解咁重要？Well,
we have to get at Jesus' content, right? Because we're followers of Jesus. We have to know what our Lord wants, right?
我们去看圣经去推理里面当中的内容，跟耶稣基督去讲的说话什么意思呢?
And we have to ask ourselves honestly, why aren't we? Why aren't we following in that way? Why aren't we set apart, all of us, for the purposes of God? Why? Why not?
为什么就说我看我自己的生命，为什么我自己不能够将我自己的生命 去分别嘅系为到神去工作咧？点解我哋唔能够咁去做到咧
？And so over the next two Sundays, we're going to look at again. Pastor Thomas is preaching next Sunday, but the following Sunday, we'll look at why and a little bit now. Why is it important? What's the depth of the meaning of holiness? And how do you ignite it?
我跟住兩個星期都會有兩個講道會講就話呢個聖潔，我點樣能夠去追求呢個聖潔，同埋點樣去有呢個嘅動力去追求。
Again, I only have 20 minutes, 10 or 20 minutes to translate, so I can only introduce this now. But again, on July 3rd, we'll be unpacking this a little bit more.
我们今天会用一个简短的去讲一个开头，之后跟着那两个礼拜更加深入去理解。
But why should you care? Why should you be attentive to what Jesus is saying here?
为什么我们去看这个圣经，为什么我们需要去明白耶稣所说这些话呢？
It's because throughout the prayer, and these are the last, one of the last words of Jesus before he goes to the cross, throughout this entire prayer, he's essentially all about holiness.
而去看这个圣经的时候，其实他这个最后这一篇的是总括了要去了解这个圣洁的意思。
In fact, you can say, I think this is very accurate, you can say Jesus here, his only goal is this.
这就是说耶稣基督他要讲的。
It's the dynamic of his living, of his life.
他说的就是说，这就是其实我们人生里面的动力是什么呢？
His desire, his energy is all linked up to make you holy.
耶稣基督他的动力，他所做的一切所有的事， 他活着的都是为了我们，我们需要成圣。
Again, these are Jesus' words. Verse 19, I sanctify myself that they may be sanctified.
就说在这里说，我自己要去成圣，我都要他们一起都能够成圣。
Again, in case you kind of tune in and out, sanctified means to set yourself apart for the one thing, to be focused on your purpose in living.
善性，我再一次去讲解就话善性，意思即系话将你嘅人生嘅生命去分别出嚟，去为咗呢一样嘢特别嘅嘢而工作。
In both the Old and the New Testament, the language used for sanctification contains the idea of being devoted to a special purpose.
而喺旧约、新约当中都讲，就话善性呢个工作系有一个特别嘅原因。
And let me give an illustration. I think this might help. You know, you walk through a furniture store, apartment store. You see the same sign in your favorite restaurant. You know, when it's so crowded, let's say it's Father's Day and it's so crowded, you know, and then you got a piece that you look at the person in the restaurant and you say, hey, isn't that people over there? It says the sign reserved on it.
或者譬如说你去一个酒家，今天特别的，譬如说是父亲节，你看到呢，哇，全部是满汉筵席了已经，但是唯一一张桌是空的，但是那张桌呢，是写着了被人预订了。And
no matter how frustrated you are because you want to eat, you want to sit down and eat, be seated, it's reserved for someone.
但是呢，你虽然呢，就算你点想去坐都好，想去食，但系咧嗰张台系已经俾人哋预订咗噶啦，你唔可以去坐。
And that's what sanctification means.
呢个就其实成圣嘅当中嘅含义。
God has put His sign reserved on you, the Christian.
神就都系将呢个 reserve 呢个保留或者呢个预订咗嘅意思留喺你嘅心度。
For a purpose for living.
就话神已经预定咗，佢预定咗，保留咗你嘅生命系俾神工作。
He puts his reserves on us, something like the temple vessels, the containers, for example, on someone who thereby becomes a saint.
就话将你嘅心去保留，为咗神嘅工作，为咗神嘅殿工作。
Because God is marking you out for His personal possession and usefulness.
因为就话神就系将你嘅心去预定咗，为咗神嘅工作去保留。
Are you answering His call today?
话我今天嘅早上，你有冇去回应神俾你呢个嘅呼求？
Because if you're a Christian, you belong to Him. You belong to Him. No one else, not even yourself.
因为我哋作为基督徒嘅人，我哋系属于耶稣基督嘅。我哋就算我唔系属于我哋自己。
We become as Christians devoted to God.
我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋系属于神，我哋系跟随神。
Now it's sometimes suggested that there are many other ideas hidden in the Bible's concept of holiness.
而喺圣经当中里边所讲嘅成圣，呢个圣洁里边当中有其他嘅含义。
I think one obvious one, in addition, is the brightness and shining and intensity of light, right?
而当中嘅讲嘅圣洁都系代表咗或者比喻咗一个光。
Holiness and light are often associated together in the scriptures.
而喺圣经当中嘅讲圣洁同埋光系一齐，好多时都有咁嘅比喻。
Whatever is holy communicates a sense of light that shows up in the darkness.
就话好多时，若然你系圣洁嘅时候，你系有成圣嘅时候，就话好似有光，就算喺黑暗当中有光明。
You know, it's kind of like the sun, a beautiful sunrise, you know, out in the countryside. It creates a sense of awe, unapproachability.
你会见到，譬如话你去一个郊野嘅地方，你见到啊，太阳出嚟，佢照亮好多好靓嘅地方。
And the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament noticed that this is his vision of the God of holy love. You know, that vision of the seraphims, the holy creatures, veiling their faces because they can't.You can't live and take the brightness of the holiness of God.
呢度入边个边讲到，好似喺个圣经讲到就话，神嘅做嘅动物啊，系好美丽嘅，系照亮咗呢个地方。
Because it's a blinding brightness, right? About God's uncreated holiness that was simply too intense for even the seraphim to look at.
佢就话神嘅佢个光明，佢嘅美丽，佢嘅圣洁系光明到咧，连 seraphim 佢所做嘅一个嘅动物都唔能够睇到。
Yeah, that's an aspect of holiness, perfection, completeness.
佢话讲到就话神嘅呢个圣洁系完美，系几咁光明。
Of course, whatever precise nuance of meaning of holiness one leans on the Bible, it involves not only belonging to God, but of course it shows us being how we're influenced by God.
就话唔单止我哋要明白呢个神嘅呢个嘅道理，就我哋要需要明白就话神点样去教导我。
We are being claimed by God in order to be possessed by Him and to become increasingly like Him.
我哋系属于神，我哋要去跟随神，我哋更加嘅逐渐嘅系被神去影响，去改变我哋。
And in that sense, holiness involves being separated off from whatever is sinful.
而我哋自己嘅成圣，系我哋逐步嘅系将我哋要分别出我哋嘅内心入边嘅罪性。
And the effect of that is a new shining light that's bright, a new brightness beginning to emerge, beginning to dawn.
有神呢个光去慢慢嘅去照亮我嘅心。
And usually we can't detect it ourselves, but others can.Others can observe it.
我哋自己好多时睇唔到我哋自己内心嘅嘅状况，我需要别人嘅去教去睇到，话俾我哋知。
And so as you see brothers and sisters of the faith growing, you're probably growing too as you trust more and more this bright light that God is beaming on you.
就话可以作个比喻就话，譬如你见到个弟兄姊妹佢个生命有个进展，你见到就话呢个就系神俾个光神嘅工作。你自己嘅都会有个影响，明白
？Again, the shining light's a metaphor, right? Referring to what? The expression of God's grace and glory beginning to appear in your life.
就话呢个成圣，呢个就代表咗用呢个光去作为比喻，就话喺人嘅生命当中有一个改变。你见到呢个人嘅改变当中，好似一个光咁样，喺从呢个黑暗当中又去照明。
That's why, as you see on slide 6, this is why in the Old Testament holiness.And beauty belong together.
So you can see that the God's holiness, the beauty, and the holiness are all together.
And if this is what holiness means, then sanctification, making someone holy, is the work which only God does.
So this God's work is only God's real work, to make someone holy.
Again, I spell it out right on the screen there. What is that work? One.To separate, set apart his people from what they were by nature in sin. Secondly, to transform them so that their lives reflect God's own being and character.
所以我就讲咗话呢个神嘅一个成圣嘅工作喺我哋人生里面成圣工作就系话我哋人会系将我哋自己系分别出嚟为着神嘅工作而去分别咗呢个我哋人生入面当中嘅罪性。而第二嘅就话将我哋人生入面有改变将我哋嘅位格我哋神俾我哋嘅位格系表明出嚟。
You know, you can't miss the centrality of this theme, sanctification in the New Testament. If you just do a gleaning of the New Testament teachings, you'll see it.
所以我们不可以去忽略去了解这个成圣这个意思。
That God is in the restoration business. He's restoring us into reflecting His image. He's recreating us to reflect.
所以神就说去拯救我们这个已经破坏了这个形象。就将佢个完美形象去教导俾我哋。
And as you see that change, as you're undergoing that change, you're just in awe and wonder and praising Him because you're being made over.
所以咧，让我哋睇到我哋自己人生嘅生命点样俾神去完全去改变，完全嘅去更加去像佢嘅时候，要好雀跃，好开心去了解。
And you don't have to be a Christian for long to know it's not only amazing, but it's arduous, right?
你就话见到人生入边嘅人嘅改变，你见到呢个神工作几咁好。
If you are following Jesus, you know that firsthand. It is hard. The world is against you.
但我哋作为人，我哋知道就话呢个世界，我作为基督徒系好困难去成圣。
You know, I still remember, it's been so long. You know, I worked in corporate America in the early 80s.I was ridiculed. I was ridiculed for being a Christian.
牧师都是以前的在个80年代都是做工的时候作为基督徒在工作当中可能会被人耻笑。
And what's worse, what's more painful, drilled into my memory banks is the hard time my friends, my family members gave me.
更加的就是说譬如说你作为基督徒你可能你旁边的朋友你家人都可能会耻笑你。
Because that's true for every believer. If you're following Jesus, it's hard.
这个作为每个基督徒的都可能会经历过。
God is doing nothing less than changing you, reforming you, renewing you to be reflecting of His image more and more.
其实就是神要将我们人去成圣就是将我们不断地去改变更加的是像耶稣基督。
That's your purpose.That's why you're here. You're alive.
人生的目标，我的目标就是更加要去着神。
That's what Jesus is praying for foremost for you.
这个是耶稣基督去为了我们去祈祷，就为了我们说要更加要去着神。
He doesn't just twist your arm and force you to be holy.
就不是说就是要抓住你的手去扭你的手，告诉你，你信我，你就要去跟，你就要去改变。
He just showers you with unconditional love and blessing.
神嘅反而嘅系用佢个无条件嘅爱去感动你，去教导你。
He woos you, to come close.
佢支持你，让你去改变你嘅生命，更加去跟随。
See, if God is changing you in this way to reflect purity and glory of His Son Jesus, then surely you want to sing praises for such a privilege.
所以就话我哋若然我哋人嘅人生有改变嘅时候，我哋好开心雀跃嘅。我由于有改变，我哋有回应，我哋原本就系会唱诗去歌颂感谢神。
So I hope you understand, and this is on slide 7, sanctification is God setting us apart for Himself.
所以就话成圣嘅意思就系话，我哋将我哋自己分别出嚟为作神嘅工作。
And I need to say this, which might be kind of harsh on you, if sanctification is not your priority.And it should not surprise you that you find a Christian life frustrating.
所以话若然我哋喺我哋自己嘅生命嘅时候，若然我哋唔系将成圣成为我哋人生入边嘅第一个要点，我哋要做嘅嘢嘅时候，你会睇到就我哋人生嘅生命可能会充满着呢个失望。
For in this case, I'm seeking, unconsciously or not, you're withholding the purposes of God.You're not living that.
所以若然我是这样的时候，我们的人生里面就说我们没有好好的去抓紧这个真正要的应该有的工作。
Or to put it another way, you're missing out on the central privilege of the Christian life, that's glorying and enjoying Him, How do you do that? You follow him.
同我哋人生入边，我作为基督徒嘅，我哋可以就系话我哋点样用开心，点样我哋可以就系话我哋要去追求神，我哋可以去荣耀神，我哋去享受神。但若然你唔系去工作去成圣嘅时候，
你缺乏咗呢一个嘅回应，就当中可以有嘅答案。And so you need to take seriously what Jesus is saying to you.
所以我哋需要去好清楚嘅去了解究竟神。And
you have to settle that priority list. If this is his purposes for you to be set apart for him, you have to settle the priority list.
所以我哋需要去睇我哋人生入边嘅次序。
If God has committed himself to changing your life, to sanctifying you, to showering with his wisdom, your response is gratitude, right? Amazed gratitude and commitment.
所以就话若然你系知道神嘅佢自己嘅第一位工作就话要将我哋都系成圣，若然我哋唔能够明白我哋唔系咁样做嘅时候，我哋就系缺乏咗我哋应该要做嘅工作。
Otherwise, be frustrated. You have a divided heart, right? One side, you're, oh, you know, I want to know God. On the other side, oh, I care less.
我们不可以就说，我一方面就说，我要跟随神，但是另一方面就说，我不想去成圣，我不想去跟随。
And there will be frustration because God's will and your will are in competition with each other.
所以我哋人生入边会充满咗呢个失望，呢个嘅痛苦，或者呢个嘅唔开心。点解？因为我哋成日将我哋所要嘅嘢同神要嘅嘢去有一个争执嘅争拗。But
if you get in the way of God's grace, commitment will come.
但系若然你系真系你去遵守，你去承诺，你去明白，然后呢个系能够做。You'll
get encouragement like Apostle Peter, who again and again felt the tension, felt the frustration, and failed miserably in the life of holiness, right?
圣经里面睇到话，彼得佢自己嘅都系好多次嘅去失败。But
then God ministered to him, and look what happened. Look what happened, Peter.
但系睇到就话神点样，耶稣基督点样去一次嘅再一次嘅鼓励去帮助。
Because Peter knew the Father, Son, and Spirit cooperated with one another, but they also cooperated to further him to be more like Christ. So Peter became one of the pillars of the church.
之后就彼得很明白，他跟随神，他就是成为这个当中其中一个很重要的一个成员。
Jesus followed Jesus wasn't some type of add-on to his life.
作为一个基督徒，他跟随神，不是说在他的生命当中多一份工作。
He knew what holiness meant to be set apart for a special purpose for God.
彼得很明白，就话他的意思，他人生的生命就话怎么样去自己分别的为对神工作。
And he was devoted, committed to do that.
而他完全的去委身为了神工作。
And he tells us that it's a struggle. A struggle to do that.
他当中都有讲，就话佢人生入边当中都系充满着，都有一个嘅心入边争嘅争斗，点样嘅去跟随。It's
obvious because you live in an unholy world, right? If you're striving for holiness and the world is unholy, of course you're gonna struggle. It's gonna be hard.
因为其实好易了解，因为我哋活着呢个嘅呢个堕落嘅世界，我当然嘅系会有好多人生命当中嘅挣扎。
That's why you need God to be with you, to be in you.
所以我需要神喺当中入边去帮助我哋，唔单止系侧边去帮助我哋，神喺我入边当中去帮助。The
indwelling Spirit works with His Word to sanctify you.
就神透过圣灵喺我哋心入边工作。But
they work together. It's just like I said yesterday in the Confession of Faith class.
所以话呢个神就话点样佢呢个圣灵或者圣子圣父咁样一齐嘅去帮助信佢嘅人有改变。You
need word and spirit working together like oxygen and fuel at a certain temperature so that boom it's combustion.
所以就话我需要有明白呢个圣经，我需要有圣灵去帮助我哋去了解。就好似我哋需要就话点先有火，要有氧气。 要有一个火水，你点起先至有火。
There's a spark, I want to follow Jesus. I get it.
就话我哋需要人生入边当中嘅一团火去点着我哋呢个心。
Otherwise, there's no spark. There's no ignition. You're going nowhere. You will go nowhere. You sit in the car. There's no combustion. You go nowhere.
佢就话好似一个 engine， 一个车咁样，一个壳，但系咧其实系冇油嘅。
You know, part of the problem is we have a divided heart. And you know, in Isaiah 6, that vision of God and His holiness, what fills the temple? What fills the temple in Isaiah 6, verses 2 and 3?
在以赛亚书第六章嗰时讲到就话，以赛亚佢见到一个神嘅形象，就话呢个佢入边当中嘅圣殿充满咗乜嘢嘅咧？
It's the train of God's robe. That's the analogy. The robe, the train is the trails of a robe covers the entire temple in the vision.
就话呢个意象嚟嘅，就话以赛亚见咧，就话神呢个圣殿当中系充满着神入边呢个当中嘅呢个袍，呢个袍咧系好长好长，系铺满晒成个呢个嘅圣殿。
In that vision of God's holiness, there's no room in the temple for anything else but God and His robe, just the trail of His robe.
就话神殿当中嘅圣殿，呢个圣殿就系充满着神嘅呢个嘅袍，呢个嘅呢个圣殿。
And so, in the New Testament, the temple of God is the heart, the core, the being of the believer, right?
而圣经咪讲就话呢个圣殿就系我哋嘅人嘅信徒嘅心。
The New Testament teaches that the Holy Spirit dwells the believer.
就话圣徒呢个心，就话呢个圣灵系住入喺我哋人嘅心灵当中。
So to be holy means there's only room for God in the temple. Why do you got all this other stuff in there?
我哋人嘅心只系应该只系充满着神嘅圣灵，唔应该有其他嘅。
That's the problem. Your heart's divided.
但我哋人嘅心系充满着好多其他。
There's no devotion.
我哋好多时系分心。
It's filled with fear, resentment, discouragement, the things of the world.
我哋人心入边充满着可以世界俾我哋嘅灰心，俾我哋嘅挫折，我哋好多好多自己失望。
It's an obvious analogy. There's something else in the temple.
就话因为我哋人心入边嘅心系充满着其他嘅杂。
You're not being set apart for the Lord. That means you're not of the Lord.
我哋冇将我哋嘅心完全嘅去分开俾神。
But it's not too late to see that.
又唔系太迟，点解？
There's one more aspect. I have time, a little bit more time before we go to the table, the communion table. That this is not just for individuals, right? Because look at verse 11. It says, Jesus says, I will remain in the world no longer, but they're in the world. I'm coming to your Holy Father. Protect them so that they may be one.
So, 我哋人去作为圣洁，唔系只系一个个人化。其实入边当中去睇，我哋睇第十一节去讲就话，从今以后我不在世上。 他们却在世上，我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因我所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一。
He's not talking to them as individuals, right?
啊，唔系话只系同一个人。
He doesn't want them just to be holy persons. He wants them to be a holy nation.
神唔系只系要我哋一个只为成为一个圣洁嘅一个人。 神系要我哋有一个圣洁嘅国度。
As 1 Peter 2:9 says, a holy people, a holy community.
就系想我哋有一个圣洁嘅一个一群嘅人，圣洁一个嘅团体。
We've already seen holiness needs to be set apart, but it's not just for you, the individual. It's for the church, the community.
我哋圣洁，我作为人，我哋需要嘅去分别为圣，但系唔单止系个人化为一个人，系需要一个教会，需要一个团体，一个嘅一班嘅人。
That's why the next study in Sunday school is rediscover church. You have to rediscover church.
So I need to go and see as a church.
Sadly to say, we're not a holy nation. We're not an alternate society as we're called to be. Are you coming to church to be an alternate society? Building up a community of people striving after holiness? Is that your purpose to coming here?
我哋今天嘅早上，我哋嚟呢个教会当中，我哋嘅目标，我哋嘅目标系咪话想成为一个圣洁嘅国度，成一个圣洁嘅一班嘅基督徒？
Are you just coming here for your personal needs, for social reasons?
我哋嚟个教会系咪只系为咗我自己嘅缘故，为咗自己嘅原因嚟个教会咧？
Oh, just to get some kind of type of inspiration through the singing?
唔系话我想只系话我一齐只系我喺其中入边当中唱歌，能够当中有当中嘅感动咧？
You're called to be a holy community.
我哋系其实系呼召成为一班嘅人。
That means it's something different.
就话我哋一班嘅基督徒系有唔同嘅人。
Peter says you're called to be a holy nation. He uses the Greek word ethos.
彼得就讲话，我哋被呼召系一班嘅圣洁嘅国度，圣洁一班嘅人，一班嘅基督徒。
In case you missed that, he's talking to Gentiles, Jews, Greeks, Romans, Africans, different people groups.
当时喺呢个圣经嘅时候，其实佢当时彼得佢所讲嘅同咩人讲啊？佢同系外邦人，同希腊人，同罗马人，同非洲人，系同唔同嘅人去讲。
And basically saying you're a holy ethnic.
就话我哋所谓呢个种族唔同嘅，就算唔同嘅人都系一齐嘅。
You're a whole new culture, a new society.
我哋有一个新嘅一个嘅文化，一个新嘅世界。
In the new culture society, men and women get along.
就话呢个新嘅文化，呢个新嘅社会当中，人系有当中入边系和谐。
In a new society, sexuality is used, held up, expressed, experienced in a way that pleases God, not yourself.
啊，呢个当中入边当中嘅男女嘅关系系为着神嘅缘故，系神嘅目诶嘅方法去睇。
In the new culture, in the new society, races get along.
喺个新嘅世界当中，新嘅文化当中，唔同种族嘅人都会能够一齐和合。
There's concern for the poor, for others, for there is generosity shown.
啊，当中入边就算有人贫穷嘅人需要嘅，会有人去慷慨帮助。
There's willingness to give up yourself and up your substance.
啊，我哋会系俾出我哋所拥有嘅去帮助别人。
Let me ask you, does the world look at us and say, look how unselfish they are?
啊，人会点睇我哋咧？
Does the world do that?
呢个世界点睇我哋咧？
Do they say, oh, look how much they get along, how much better they are concerning race?
呢个世界有冇睇到话，哇！呢班咁嘅呢个圣洁嘅国度，呢班圣洁嘅人，佢点样去？佢哋系唔安，佢哋能够咁样去对待？
Do they see that?
啲人睇唔睇到咧？
Do they say, oh, look, that's those spiritually healthy families? Do they see that?
别人出边睇唔睇到呢班圣洁嘅人？
Look how they spend their money. Look how generous they are. Do they see that?
佢睇出边嘅人睇唔睇到话，哦，基督徒能够咁样嘅生活，能够咁样嘅慷慨。
God calls you to be a holy nation, a holy community.
神佢呼召我哋成为一个圣洁嘅国度，一班嘅基督徒。
Are we that?
我哋有冇咁做到咧？
We're going to the Lord's table.
我哋嚟到一个神嘅圣餐当中。
It's a good opportunity to repent and believe.
我哋能够好有机会嘅去自己反省，去求神宽恕。
And we just seen how the spark happens. God uses word and spirit together.
呢个就系好好睇，就话神点样用佢嘅话语，用佢嘅圣灵去点我哋心中嘅火。
Even at communion, that's why we have an exhortation before communion, because it's word and spirit, right?
所以点解我哋需要去领一圣餐，就系话去帮助我哋去了解神嘅话语。
But to get you ready as we come to the table, let me just say this in closing.
所以我哋喺领一圣餐之前，我哋去提点大家。
What's the original etymology of the word sanctify? What does it mean?
呢个圣洁嘅意思系乜嘢咧？
Well, if you have a Chinese version, which is based on the King James version, you'll see that very clearly.
啊，既然你系用King James嘅书卷去睇嘅时候，你更加清楚。
Again, verse 19 is the key verse. Holy list means separated unto it. It's actually in the King James. Jesus says, "I will be cut off." Cut off.
喺King James嘅版本讲就话咧，呢个圣经意思咧就话佢会被切开出嚟。
He's saying I'm going to cut myself off.
喺圣经嘅话 耶稣基督话：我会将我自己切开出嚟，分别出嚟。
What
嘅意思咧 ？From the Father，
I'm going to be cut myself off from the Father. I'm going to cut myself off from love, from joy, from peace. I will cut myself off from that on the cross.
意思就话，耶稣基督话：佢会将佢自己喺神喺父神入边当中嘅爱，系自己分开出嚟。
And so when you see Jesus saying that, which is truth, combined with his grace, his spirit, think ignition. You want to become holy.
所以就话呢个就系神呢个嘅，佢基督佢所做嘅工作，都系喺度神入边当中嘅话语。呢个就系神俾我哋嘅恩典，就成为咗我哋内心入边嘅一个火。
And God touches your heart and he humbles you and you say, oh, Jesus, you've given yourself completely to me. How can I withhold myself from you?
他就说我怎么能够我自己去保留我自己不给你呢?
I will not have a divided heart anymore.
他说我自己不会再有一个分开的心,我要将自己去保留。
I will give myself to you in devotion, being set apart for you.
我将我自己去俾，将我自己交到俾神。
That's what Jesus is praying for.
因为耶稣基督为到我哋嘅祈求。
Again, he's not twisting your arm.
再一次讲就话，耶稣唔系话去揸住你手，扭你手要你咁做。
But will you? Answer that call from him. Father, we thank you for this glimpse of Jesus' relationship with God the Father and how he prays for us to him.
主要是感谢你让我们去能够明白你的话语去跟从主耶稣基督。
Well, these are tough words for us because we're far, far from holiness.
我们很难去做到，因为我们需要去善善工作是很困难，我们很难去做。
And it's a very demanding and challenging words for us to consider.
这个是一个很挑战的工作，因为在里面当中。
But Lord, we exist as your church.
但我们在教会当中。
We don't exist for any other reason.But to be set apart for your glory.
但我们是作为基督徒的，我们是分别的，为着你而故意去活。
And so each person here has to answer that. Are we doing that here?
所以就说我们今天早上，我们作为基督徒的，我们有没有真的跟随你？
So help us to consider that as we come to your table today.
所以今天早上我们来的圣桌当前，前面我们要去了解你自己听佢话真系同生命。
We pray that we take that your word seriously。
所以我哋需要睇你嘅话语，我哋系真正嘅喺内心入边亦真系睇到。
And we ask for your help to trust and obey you。
所以我哋需要去信实、信靠去跟随。
In Jesus' name, Amen。
我奉靠主耶稣名字祈求。让我们去回应今天的讲道，我们一起去唱诗，诚信需用痛苦。
Let us respond.